The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Thousands of children and individuals, adults included, with special needs are being forced to wait months, apparently, sometimes even years, for dental treatment. So many of them as well, while they are waiting in significant pain and discomfort. Dr. Gillian Smith is with me, a dentist at the Fitzwilliam Clinic in Bray. Gillian, so what's the nature of the delay here and how many people are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about thousands
okay.
of people around the country. The news story that broke earlier in the week about the young boy in pain, struggling to eat, struggling to sleep, in great distress, and the family all hugely affected by his experience of pain and the lack of services, does not come as a surprise to any of us working in this field. This is a problem we've been dealing with for years. The treatment of children and adults who require special care dentistry has been one of firefighting. And as dentists, that's heartbreaking because we have so much innovation in the field of dentistry when it comes to preventative oral health care. But we can't even consider that because we are in a realm where we are putting out fires and dealing with pain. We're dealing with adults and children suffering for months and months, even years, in pain. And unfortunately, that little boy's story is not the only one.
And what is it that is common to all of these people in terms of the need they have that's being unmet?
So we're talking about access to services with the adjunct of general anaesthesia, or we would shorten that to GA.
Okay.
So putting somebody asleep in a hospital setting
yes.
to receive dental care.
That's, okay.
There so are, in other words,
if
other problems,
if I need a tooth out, I can do it.
You can go into a dentist.
Down to the local dentist, as it were.
Then
James McDermott, if he's listening, who has pulled a tooth out of my head.
Good but man, anyway, James.
I can do that with local anaesthetic and
exactly.
listen to James talking about James Stevens hurling for yeah. 20 minutes and off he does his job. But kids and some adults with additional needs
exactly.
in a similar situation, maybe to my own or maybe worse, but it could even be a similar situation,
exactly.
would need a general anaesthetic. Is that it?
And so getting access to that treatment is like pulling teeth.
Okay. Because of a lack of like physical infrastructure, a lack of anaesthetists, a lack of dentists. Where's the lack?
Across the board.
Okay.
Now, in Dublin at the moment, there is no general anaesthetic service for children. And we're not just talking about Dublin. Dublin, Kildare and Wicklow, there is no general anaesthetic service within the HSE. So you're talking about thousands and thousands of children. We're talking about children with additional needs.
Sorry, what do they do if they're in Dublin, Wicklow or Kildare then?
Currently there is a contracted service with Clane Hospital. To see children for extractions only. So if you have a child who has a cavity in their adult tooth that should be there for the rest of their life, there is no, and they need treatment with general anaesthetic, there is no service to treat that. That tooth has to be pulled out if you're going through the public service, and it has to be done in Clane Hospital, extraction only. And, you know, for some parents, accessing Clane Hospital is not easy. If you don't drive, if you don't have access to somebody who can get you there. In addition to that, you know, there are waiting lists involved there. There is a theatre that was purpose-built for general anaesthesia in Blanchardstown Hospital. We were expecting it would come online since 2019.
Okay.
And we don't know why it is not operational.
It's there.
It is there, ready and waiting, where those teeth could be fixed and that child could have a filling under a general
yeah.
anaesthetic. But currently there is no service. So that then, you know, spills over into the private sector. But there are a limited number of private paediatric dentists in Ireland, all of whom, you know, work tirelessly to try and move through their lists.
Yeah.
But they, again, are subject to getting general anaesthetic sessions in private hospitals.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's cancellations. Obviously, COVID had a massive impact on access to services. And so we're talking about a huge backlog. And of course, if you're going privately, there's the cost to that. You know, there's.
Well, I can't imagine what this must be like for the kids or the adults or their parents indeed. Ned Carroll is with me. Ned, your daughter Marianne is in her early 30s and she is on one of these waiting lists. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I actually went with my daughter to Gillian on Monday. With the intention was that she'd have we'd set it up for fillings and talk about the assessment for implants.
Mm.
I, in the innocence that I thought that this would be all no problem. Now I left there totally disillusioned. Gillian, my daughter cannot tolerate sedation. That's what we discovered.
Okay.
Gillian gave her four different levels of sedation, and even with that, and this is typical. My daughter's autistic, and this is typical of special needs adults and children. I still think of my daughter as a child, and the only solution for her is for a general anaesthetic.
Mm.
And Gillian informed me that even privately, that if she needs an extraction, it takes 8 to 9 months. If she needs a filling, it's 2.5 years. And if she needs an implant, which is what I wanted, I was intended. I went there with the idea that she needs an implant on her front and in her smile line on the side.
Yeah.
I have another daughter and I want her to have the same standard as my other daughter, if you understand.
Yeah.
So the implant, the timeline for that is for to infinity and beyond, basically.
Really?
That's the way the system is at the moment.
How does infinity and beyond. How does that make you feel?
I was distressed.
Yeah.
In fact, I told Gillian when she asked me to come on today, I said, I don't know whether I can do it or not because I'm so upset about it. And look at this boy.
Yeah,
I'm only in
the
halfway place compared with this young fella.
That kid who Mary McDonald was talking about.
10 years to have an extraction for a six-year-old boy. It's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
When I was 15, I went to a dentist in Crumlin and had two teeth out under general anaesthetic. Apparently, Gillian was telling me earlier that sometime in the past, a young man died under general anaesthetic in a dentist surgeon. That to me is like, somebody is killed on the road, therefore let's ban all traffic in future. There's no logic.
Mm.
There should be general anaesthetics available, in my opinion, in dental surgeries. And I don't know, this is so disgraceful. Thousands and thousands of people.
Well, Gillian, I don't want to kind of up age Ned or anything, but like the country is an awful lot wealthier today than it was,
yeah,
with all due respect, when Ned was 15 and was getting a tooth out, or getting, yeah, two teeth out, as he says. You know, much, much wealthier.
There is no excuse for this. We are failing the most vulnerable people in our society. People who have no ability to advocate for themselves.
Mm.
And I'm seeing people in my practice on a weekly basis, just like Marianne, some of whom I can help with sedation and some of whom I can't help with sedation, and they need a general anaesthetic. And the problem is that there is no care pathway. There's no next step. So if I can't help, just like with Marianne's case, there's nowhere for me to send her on to.
That must be really infuriating from your point of view, that somebody sits up in the chair and you think, right, we'll get this done now and this is my last patient of the day or what have you. And then because, like Marianne, and because of the autism, can't handle the anaesthetic, the local anaesthetic, you have to turn to somebody like Ned and say, listen, I can't do it here. And by the way, I know you're expecting me to say you'll have to go elsewhere to do elsewhere. You're actually going to be waiting several years for this to happen.
And that's the conversation I'm having on a regular basis. And just like Ned, parents are heartbroken. Family members are heartbroken. Brothers and sisters. The adult list in Ireland, in Dublin, so there's an adult GA list in James Connolly Hospital. And the emergency only list, which means they only accept people onto it who are in pain or have active infection, is 2 years.
Sorry, so you're
the
in
emergency
you're,
list.
You're in pain or have an active infection and they still say, right, I'll see you in February, on February 27th, 2027.
It's just not fit for purpose. And it is deplorable.
I mean, there's nothing quite as painful as a toothache. Yeah.
This six-year-old boy's in pain. 10 years. 10 years.
And I guess the fear that you'd have, Ned, is that something happens, Marianne, and she ends up in pain. Or she needs something kind of in the here and now rather than something preventative, and then you can't do anything about it.
My fear is that Marianne and every other special needs person in the country, the way this system is running, they'd be going around in 20 years' time and they won't have a tooth in their head. And it'd be very easy to identify special needs then.
And they already are.
You can't even provide them with dentures because they don't have that toleration.
They already are.
I mean, the inequity between an able-bodied individual, a neurotypical individual, yeah, and somebody with autism, and the number of teeth that they had is well documented. We know that the disparity is vast.
God, that's an amazing but a really grim,
really grim
reality,
so,
isn't
you know,
it?
If you're
the number of teeth in your head is a marker of your kind of neurodivergence or not.
You're in, say, for example, you have autism where you live in care and you struggle with brushing your teeth because the sensory experience of brushing your teeth is really challenging. The taste of toothpaste is really challenging. The foaming effect of toothpaste is really hard to take. And you may have dyspraxia or other movement disorders where the actual action of brushing your teeth is hard. Then you compound that by dietary restrictions where you may only be able to eat certain foods that are all carbohydrates laden. Your risk for decay is very high. And then you compound that by no services available to access dental care when you need it. We're talking about a generation of both adults and children whose teeth and their oral health is just completely neglected by the state. And so as dentists, you know, we want to do our best. We want to maintain people's oral health. We want to maintain their teeth and give them a good oral health related quality of life. And with the greatest respect to my colleagues in the HSE who are doing their best to work in a system that is creaking and crumbling and falling apart, it must be so disheartening.
Yeah.
You know, I work in my own practice, so I'm sort of master of my own domain. I'm able to affect change if I need to. I'm able to see the patients I can see and make a difference where I can. But it must be so frustrating working in that system with the promise of change, but no actual change.
In 1968, as an 8-year-old boy, I got about three teeth out in the dentist surgery under general anaesthetic. I recall there was a second dentist in the practice who was in the room too with my dad. Could they not do that again? I had to have my child's tooth removed privately because there was no service for children. €4,000 to get it done in the Hermitage. Not everybody could afford it. And somebody else makes a broader point, but a worthy point to make. The whole disability service is broken, underpaid, overworked staff, no correct funding levels, no or limited clinical supports, no provision for residential care, no clue of the true reflection of housing needs for people with disabilities. This dental problem is a reflection right across the disability service. I work in it. I know it well. Ireland's hidden problem.
I agree.
Well, listen, thank you very much for the text. Thank you both for coming in. Ned, listen, thanks a million. And Gillian Smith from the Fitzwilliam Clinic in Bray as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.